begin the day. The most important stories, the information, is that what you crave? The news nuggets that you would like to know more about? Things that are going on in the world that represent passion, truth, justice, and the American way. Well, we'll try. We'll work our best at it and see what we can provide to you as we begin another Monday here, 8/26/13. Ken Kessler back from a week off, stayed at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas, loves the beds. Anybody who's been to the Paris and looked under the sheets, not for your wife or somebody who visited for a night, but you have to take the sheets off to see what kind of mattresses, Sealy Posturepedic, or some of those flesh-eating mattresses. I actually quite like those, frankly. Good support. It's good stuff. So at any rate, Kenny's got some stories to tell us, and we'll share your stories, more importantly, at, we'll go to facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, catch up on some of the things that were there last week. You want to brush in some of the things that were left over from last week and some of the comments that are there and see if they can sort of, we can do a mind meld into what's going on this week with many people being concerned about the Middle East again, Iraq and all the people that were killed there, Egypt. Egypt and the continuing deaths there, Syria and the denials of the gas, hundreds and hundreds of people killed there. So what's the sense you're getting from the people who are following this that follow us, Kenny?
Well, most of the conversation is about Syria. The UN inspectors are supposed to be there right now to investigate whether there were chemical weapons used last week. Someone named Nasima, who listens to us in South Africa, says on Twitter, "In Syria, America loses if either side wins."
America loses if either side wins. Is that the case in Iraq? Is that the case in Afghanistan? Maybe. That's something to think about, isn't it? Huh? There's a pensive. You know, we have, by the way, just as, I don't want to interrupt you, Kenny, but those who are listening around the world, we have a lot of, in this hour, about 245-ish stations, 400 total overall stations that carry some portion of this program at some point during the week. So we have that as a base, about 3 million people. But then there are millions of others who are exposed to what's going on. This is what's so cool about listening online. I'm guessing she's probably listening to DougStephan.com or RadioAmerica.org or CRNTalk.com or TalkStreamLive.com or GCNLive.com. Or maybe she's on TuneIn Radio. Talk shows on the internet, Stitcher Radio. There are so many different apps that you can now download on iTunes and iHeart. Good God. So people are listening literally all around the world. That's very cool. So we get email from people all the time. Very successful connections, and we thank you for your input. All right, Kenny, what else have you got?
A bunch of people responding to a question posted last week about whether President Obama should give Bradley Manning a pardon, the pardon that he was asking for. Orion says he's a whistleblower that exposed the military's war crimes. He deserves the Peace Prize and a pardon. Greg says, no, he needs to be in prison for a long, long time. He's a fool for even thinking this is possible.
All right, so see, this is the good side of what we do here. This gives us all an opportunity to hear both sides of the story, and then if you have something else to add or you want to agree, charming. Help yourself to 888-302-3684 to be heard on some of these issues. Matter of fact, we have a compilation of thoughts that we prepared over the weekend about Bradley Manning's conviction, the sentencing, the subsequent announcement about his gender, which was big news toward the end of the week, Kenny. And I wonder, because you weren't here, what you thought as you were reading through. I wonder if you were itching to be working on the day that this took place.
I go back and forth about it. I don't like the idea of taxpayers having to pay for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that he has issues, but it shouldn't be that he gets rewarded after being found guilty and getting a huge sentence to military prison. That okay, you get that, but here also let's make it a little easier for you and give you the non-essential surgery that you need or that you want.
Uh-huh. No, the answer is no. Most Americans would agree with that. Okay, so as I said, we've got a number of people with thoughts on Bradley Manning. We can put that into the queue here. Also, a lot of people who have thoughts on the end of Mr. Filner's San Diego mayoralty. Is that the right way of putting it? And I want your comments on that, too. He's finally resigned as of, I think, the end of last week. A lot of people caught up in that sort of thing. And what's left of his pride, if he can't have much, couldn't have had much to do what he did in the first place.
He doesn't think he did anything wrong.
I know, that's really disturbing, He denied the accusations of harassment, but he still decided to resign. All right, so that coming up here, but a lot of other things that are floating around. How many people are all excited about the proposed strike by fast food workers? They're so foolish. I mean, in a sense, it's there is an argument on both sides, speaking of presenting both sides, but under the circumstances, let's say they were successful in getting these fast food folks to pay more money. Do you think those people that you hear expressing their outrage about being paid $7.50, listening to the way they talk and they think, you think those people are going to hold on to their jobs? If you're getting $12, $13, $14 an hour, it's going to change the whole landscape of who works in these places. So the people who are agitating get paid more, unless you've got a union, and they're never going to get unions into places like this, you're going to never never see the inside of the place again. So, excuse me. Pardon the pun, but it's food for thought. 888-302-3684. If, speaking of craving, what a great word that is, isn't it? Craving. What are you craving today? Maybe a good meal this morning. Maybe you're craving a good week at work. Maybe you're craving a relationship. Maybe you're craving a lot of different things. How about you're craving for a fix to your thinning hair problem, which millions of men, millions of women in our country have. And a lot of people who seem to be embarrassed by this have, you know, kind of run away from it. You don't have to run away from it. You go right for it. If you've always had thin hair and it's getting worse as you get older, time to try Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, and look in the mirror. You won't see your scalp anymore once this stuff starts to go to work. 3-4 months cleansing the pores in your scalp. It allows the hair to grow back again. It's really very cool. And the hair that's there, because of this natural process that's in Provia, it gets thicker. So your hair, men and women, will be thicker, better, stronger. Doesn't that sound great? You don't have to worry anymore. Take this action now to get guaranteed results with Provia. 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get upgraded to Rush Shipping, so you get it right away. Call today. You probably have it tomorrow. 800-525-8319. Then you can get started with the process of cleansing the pores, getting your hair so that you will be the object of affection. Who isn't among us who don't like to have somebody rub their fingers through your hair? 800-525-8319. You get a surprise gift also with your order if you're working at it now. Doug Steffen, call him, tell him, get it, use it, like it, enjoy that new hair. 800-525-8319.
Come on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking. Yeah!
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins September 9th on NBC.
8, 9, 10.
Can't get a good night's sleep? Now at Sam's Club through September 2nd, get $100 off Serta Queen and King mattresses. We can even deliver. Hurry in. Our biggest mattress savings of the year ends Labor Day. Don't miss $100 off Serta mattresses now through Labor Day. In the club or online at samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club. While supplies last, see club for details.
All right, 888-302-3684. And as promised, because of the focus on the Bradley Manning conviction and the sentencing, this is for you, Ken, and other people who haven't heard all of the reaction to Manning and the announcement that he wants to change his sex. So we put together a compilation of what thinkers and listeners thought. This is 275, Michael. Thought about Bradley Manning. I thought we had that straightened out, but apparently we're not. All right, so let's not do that now. Let's move to another item of interest and importance. And that's the, I guess, thinking about Bradley Manning's conviction makes me think about a couple of other convictions from last week, Kenny. The conviction of the soldier that killed those villagers. The villagers traveled 7,000 miles to learn the fate of the American soldier who gunned down their children, siblings, and parents, set their bodies on fire. The story of Staff Sergeant Robert Bales was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of release on Friday afternoon, the most severe sentence possible. So the villagers who came over from Afghanistan to see what was going to happen to this guy, Bales pleaded guilty to a deal to avoid the death penalty. This thing took place in March of 2012, raids near his remote outpost. Most people remember that story. You remember that story, Kenny, and how horrible, horrible it was? Anyway, he get what he deserved. And now we have the end of the story for the Fort Hood shooter. The military jury reading the verdict, convicting him of premeditated murder 13 times. We're talking about Major Nidal Hassan. He let his eyes fall to the courtroom floor. He was the psychiatrist responsible for the shooting rampage in 2009. And now they have a hearing this week. I think it starts today or tomorrow. We'll decide whether he will live or whether he will die. Most people think he ought to be put to death, but does that make him a martyr? And under the circumstances, is that just what the people who are his supporters are looking for? And will that create more of a problem? Well, I think you risk that. I don't believe in the death penalty much, but if I believing in of doing away with this guy, I think is appropriate, frankly. All right, and Manning, we'll get to those calls in the next half hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633. 609-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Award program last night began with Lady Gaga and a performance. Is the song called Applause? Is that what this is? I was looking for some applause when she got started and I didn't hear it, but I want to hear the song, so crank it up, Michael. Lady Gaga. Happened last night, Kenny. I don't know if you had time as you were preparing the program to see what else. I know Miley Cyrus had a presence there that was pretty stimulating.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, that's the talk of pretty much everything from the VMA Awards last night.
And then Justin Timberlake was there with NSYNC and a medley of their hits that might have been kind of fun. But Lady Gaga, she's always worth some extra consideration, I think, as well, isn't she? She always makes the news. Let's see. Oh, speaking of news, let's do a 2020 news quiz. All right, everybody ready? 888-302-3684. Amanda Knox is in the news again. Why? 888-302-3684.
Why is Amanda Knox in the news this morning, today, now? What do you remember about her? And why is a return to this story in the offing, or at least there are some parties that want to make it a story again? Not sure she's very interested in that. So what's her story and what's in the news? If you have the information, call 888-302-3684. You'll be rewarded nicely with a swell Doug Steffen prize. Always cool to have these sort of a focus. Gets people stimulated. So you'll know more and feel better about your own involvement, not only in the program, but in knowing what is going on today. So why is Amanda Knox a part of our focus and conversation? Help yourself to 888-302-3684, and we'll work our way into some other things, including certainly the situation of the mayor of San Diego and, some of the reaction to Bradley Manning. 28 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Arianna Huffington, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Reagan. Does the purchase of the Washington Post by Amazon's Jeff Bezos signal the beginning of the end of the print era in America?
Bringing together great journalism with great technology, which I'm sure Bezos is going to do, is good for everyone. It's good for all of us in the media, and it'll be good for the Washington Post. I think it was a really good moment, because the future inevitably is going to be about this hybrid of bringing together great platforms with great journalists.
I don't know Jeff Bezos well. I've met him, interviewed him when he was just starting up Amazon.com, by the way, and still kick myself that I didn't buy stock at the time. From what I'm reading, though, he must have a plan for this. He would not have bought the Washington Post if he didn't have a definite idea where he wanted to take the paper.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington and Ron Reagan.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes. Anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Back to the conversational action here, shall we? 888-302-3684. The weekend saw a lot of Americans focused on this march on Washington, but I kind of wanted to spend a minute with the increase in minimum wage. 80% of Americans back raising the federal minimum wage to $10. According to a new poll, 92% of responders who said that they are Democrats support the proposal. 62% of those who said they are Republicans agree. And most of the people in the survey said that they, 78% of the people in the survey earn more than $75,000 a year at the moment. So there is congressional action. I don't know if you knew this or not. Raising the minimum wage from 7 1/4, which is where it is, to $10. How do you do that? That's, what is that, a 30% increase? What do you think that's going to do to people who have businesses? I think this is the thing. It is all well and good that we seek to better ourselves, but better yourself based on your own ability to make money, not on some phony way of creating something that you may or may not be worth. This is, as a business person, well, I don't have anybody, I don't know whether, I have a farm, and I guess I have a few people that are making close to more than the minimum wage, less than the suggestion for the new one. But I'd have to get rid of somebody. Somebody came around and said, okay, you got to pay them 30% more. So what does that do? I know that's always the argument when you come around people who run businesses. Oh, I just have to fire people. That doesn't get the job done. And it doesn't really, I would think that a thinking person, and I don't know that there are a lot of thinking people around looking at it this way, you'd want to know what you were worth, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to know that if you have skills that you are so valuable to an employer that he or she is going to pay you what you are worth? You can't just arbitrarily, at least in my mind, say to somebody, all right, starting tomorrow, you're worth $3 an hour more. Huh? How do you figure that? What does that do to somebody's self-esteem? It would be a question. I'm talking about the negative sense more than the positive sense, because I think you ought to feel like you earn what you get, not somebody somewhere saying, hey, you're going to get paid tomorrow 30% more than you do today just because the government says that'll be the way it is. Too much government. Have I said enough? 888-302-3684. Our 2020 news quiz question, which has 4 more minutes left in it, asks about Amanda Knox. Why is Amanda Knox in the news today? You may remember her. You want to tell us her story. Why? I'm not going to give you any hints because that makes it too easy.
Who is Amanda Knox, and why is she in the news today? 888-302-3684. It's kind of a stimulating story, actually. And it's been, we've visited this over the last few years, Kenny, any number of times. So what's the latest, and why are people intrigued with this? An interesting story, and a person that folks have talked about a lot. Why Amanda Knox in the news today? 888-302-3684. All right. The inside to the Bradley Manning case, the conviction, sentencing, and the announcement that his gender is not what he wants, so he's going to change it. A lot of discussion about this on weekend talk radio programs and talk television as well, what to be done about him. And so here's a compilation of your thoughts and thoughts of others. You can feel free to chime in if you want to. Oftentimes what happens here is we use the calls that come in, sometimes record them and put them on the air later, sometimes put you on the air live, sometimes we use some of the callers from programs that Kenny is monitoring to help us put together the real fair and balanced pitch. The left side, the right side, the upside, the outside, the inside. So here are a sampling of some of those people with thoughts about Bradley Manning.
I'm not sure how to feel about that. I mean, they do take an oath and all that, and they do have a chain of command, and you're basically there to be, you know, do what you're told. And they know that going in. But then I guess there comes to a point where your conscience, and you want your soldiers to have one, might override whatever they're being told. And, you know, they tell you you have to follow orders. Well, some orders aren't necessarily always lawful. And I think I admire people when they stand up against what they believe to be, you know, wrong. And all these things are done in our name. So I think we have a right to know what's going on.
I just wanted to say Snowden and I believe this individual, Manning, deserves what he gets, and Snowden deserves what he gets also, because President Bush told us a long time ago we were being monitored. They're trying to scare the public, when in reality what they did was to take highly sensitive documents and release them throughout the world. And these are our documents, our security documents, and it has nothing to do with them monitoring us.
Personally, I think that Bradley Manning and Snowden both deserve a Medal of Freedom. This government no longer serves the public. It serves itself and huge multinational corporations. That's all it serves. I mean, they have no interest in what we want. They have no interest in our rights as a citizen. Privacy is out the window. This is 1984. Orwell was right. He had it right.
Bradley Manning, he didn't really break his oath. He just, his oath was to protect the Constitution, and that's exactly what he did. He's just as, in my opinion, he's just as brave, as much of a patriot as the men who are on the front lines. The type of information he let out didn't endanger the men on the front lines. What he did was he let out information that exposed the information that was that shouldn't have happened, that that the army government was hiding. What can you say that these the men on the front lines have more of a conscience than the officers and the generals do? They just issue the orders and then try to hide their mistakes.
I feel that he should have been shot and executed. And in our father's generation, we wouldn't have tolerated this. There's a world of difference between what Snowden did and what this little twerp did. You know, what people are also forgetting is he had a lot of emotional issues. And one of his biggest motives was the fact that he didn't like the don't ask, don't tell. Bradley Manning was a homosexual who had an issue against the Army. And he's no hero. And what he did was put people's lives at risk, operatives that we have in other countries who are now in jail, if not dead. Like I said, he should have been shot if we were hung.
All right. So there you go. A pretty wide variety, Kenny, of comments. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is in Hawaii this week doing a broadcast for her day job. She and her father run CRN Digital Talk, where we are heard on, I think, five or six of them. They have six channels. I think we're on five of them. That's not a bad deal. Anyway, she and her father are very active in lots of broadcast situations. So she's there. She's going to be here and there, I know, for the next month or so. So we put up with that because we enjoy having her here, and her input will be missed. And meanwhile, lots of things going on here. I was thinking about the information regarding Snowden over the weekend, as we've gone from Bradley Manning to Mr. Snowden, the suggestion of some of the callers there that Snowden is different than Manning. The government's efforts to determine which materials Snowden took from the National Security Agency have been frustrated. Apparently, Kenny, Snowden is quite sophisticated in being able to cover up his digital trail. He's been deleting and bypassing electronic logs and a lot of government snags, whatever they put on these things. The logs would have showed what information Snowden viewed or downloaded, electronic logs, and he's been able to go around that. The forensic investigation wrestling with his apparent ability to defeat safeguards established to monitor and deter people looking at information without proper permission. So what does that tell you about how many $1 billion a year we spend supposedly on electronic security, and this one guy can maneuver around it? This 29-year-old guy who, according to some who don't like him, say he's not very smart. Is he a high school graduate? I'm trying to remember. I know he didn't have.
I think he was in some kind of accident that kept him out his later years in high school. But yeah, he finished whatever work and got his degree.
Yeah, but he's but obviously. Go ahead.
Oh, he worked for I believe it was Dell Computers before he got into government work, mm-hmm. And it seems that he learned what he needed to learn.
Boy, didn't he?
to do what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
He had this worked out really well.
Right. And meanwhile, you see, again, the service that he's provided, and he's provided a good service, both he and Manning have provided more good than bad, in my estimation anyway. But the stuff where the NSA has now been forced to admit these willful surveillance violations on you and me, because according to the government, we're all guilty until proven innocent. And that's why they're, how do you get, the court said don't do it, and they did it. And they have this information, and they're still doing it. Hey. All right, anyway. So, wait a minute. What do we do with Amanda Knox? Let's see if we can figure out her story in a moment. Again, the question has to do with why she's in the news. Do you know? If you do, swell prize at 888-302-3684. We can't have found everybody flat-footed here this morning. 16 before the hour. You set goals, and many of you have set a goal of looking better, including whitening your smile. How does your smile look? You've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how annoying it can be. Maybe you used the strips, the trays, the bleach, and it was too much work, got messy, and it didn't do any good. Maybe you have caps, crowns, veneers, and this stuff that you've tried doesn't work on them. So that's why you ought to use Power Swabs. Power Swabs is a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter, your teeth brighter in 5 minutes. You heard me correctly. 5 minutos. 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes. As the tube is a little blue tube, a little white tube. Put that on your teeth and bingo. It's about a minute for each tube, and you will notice the difference. I love it, and my teeth are noticeably different, and they weren't bad before, so they've just gone up in value. You can try Power Swabs risk-free by dialing 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. You'll get free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Do not wait. Why would you not want to have the whitest smile you could, the most pleasant smile? It's great for your gums and your health in general, having teeth that are good and healthy and strong and look good. Power Swabs will do all that. 800-865-7602. That's the number to call to avoid having to go through the middleman. This puts you right to the manufacturer, saves you money, makes your teeth look beautiful. 800-865-7602.
wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
This support is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While vacations are an opportunity for family time, traveling with small children can be stressful. Thinking ahead will help parents alleviate family travel headaches. According to a recent Bank of America study, 68% of families surveyed will travel by car this summer, and 30% by air. Whether hitting the road or flying the skies, anticipating travel issues in advance will help ensure a stress-free family vacation. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
When planning your summer vacation, don't overlook the hidden stresses of traveling with children. At the airport, consider checking your bags, which will leave your hands free to help children navigate the security lines. To offset baggage costs, use travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card that make redeeming your earn points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
So, Filthy Filner has resigned. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, by the way. And we have the results of, I think, Don Russell, the local San Diego talk person, here with analyst Dr. Susan Roberts.
He's actually in North Carolina.
Oh, he is?
Everybody wants to talk about
Bob Filner. All right. So, here's the final story, hopefully, on him.
What caught your eye and ears this week?
The whole Filner thing is going to pass, and there won't be, unfortunately, I don't think there'll be, that will be remembered very much. I just want to point out that former Mayor Filner stayed fewer days in rehab than the women that have come forward. He was there for 2 weeks, and they say 18 to 20 women have brought allegations.
So not even a woman a day, right?
Not even a woman a day.
I mean, I think that, you know, it is, and maybe it's because this is the way that I look at things, but it's a sad situation, but it's hard not to look at things like that with a tongue-in-cheek, or at least with some element of humor that creeps into it, because, I mean, nobody believes this guy. I mean, this is such a joke, it's not even going to be a Law and Order episode.
No, and I think I was listening to some of his testimony when the counsel and the discussion, and there was no, he apologized if. Well, not apologized that he done it. He apologized if he offended someone, and then went on to say that it was kind of like a lynching. It was things like, I think he said, hysteria surrounding it, and that people misunderstood his attempts to be friendly.
He was the first Democrat for 20 years. It'd be a long time before they get back.
Yeah,
I'm guessing. All right, so that takes care of him. The Amanda Knox question. Amanda Knox will not return to Italy to attend the new trial in her murder case, her attorney said. The trial is supposed to start this week, I believe. She's like, why would she go? And that's why she's in the news. Nobody got that right. So there's the story. 51 after on Good Day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stefan on the Good Day program. No matter what your level of ability, I'm thinking about this because of the suggestion that we raise the minimum wage. Don't think about the things you can't do. Think about the things you can do, because you probably have a lot of potential. Develop it. This is your life. And as we all are recognizing more and more every day, man, is it going by quickly. So take advantage of what you're good at and turn it into something that you can be better at. Think about that as you go through your day. Maybe you want to get into technology. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Perhaps something you'll hear here in the next few minutes will stimulate you to do something that you hadn't thought about before. Shelley Palmer is our technical reporter, and every day he's here to focus on some of these cool things that are coming up. For example, PlayStation 4. Coming. Pre-orders have already started, so Shelley will tell you how you can get one, what the details are behind the story. Stand by for that right here on Good Day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Sony's PlayStation 4 will launch at long last in the United States on Friday, November 15th for $399. 2 weeks later, on November 29th, it'll be available in Europe for €399. Sony's newest console will launch with 23 games available on day one, with another 10 being released by the end of 2013. In 2006, Sony's PlayStation 3 had a very rocky start, as many gamers were off-put by its $600 price tag. This time around, Sony
seems to be pushing all the right buttons by selling its new system for $100 less than Xbox One. Gamers are very happy and are pre-ordering the console in droves. Pre-order counts for the PlayStation 4 have already passed the total launch sales numbers for the PS3. Sony's PlayStation 4 will launch in the U.S. on November 15th for $399. Good luck finding one. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
All right, technology is our focus here. There's a couple of PhD students at MIT who have come up with a new software that will make your keyboard shock you if you spend too much time on Facebook. So our poll today is a direct assault on that situation. How much time per day do you spend on Facebook? I can happily tell you, other than what may happen here in this program, that's about it. Once in a while I get there, but at any rate, we're interested in your time. Is it A, less than an hour, B, an hour or two, C, two or four, 2 to 4 hours, D, more than 4 hours, or E, I'm on Facebook all day long? Good God. Kenny, how much time do you spend on Facebook? Because you're working it here.
You know, I have a tab that has Facebook on it that I have open all the time when I'm on my computer. I'm not sitting there looking at it all day long, but right, I have access to it, so I can periodically check and see what's going on.
Also, as technology improves, another tech story, scientists are exploring the possibility of bringing back extinct animals. You'll see a picture at DougStefan.com in the story, storybook of a mastodon, these big, imagine how the Earth would be different if some of these endangered, well, they're not endangered, they're gone. Some of these species came back again. Sort of reminds us of a revival of Jurassic Park, but more of them. Do we need that going on in our science headquarters?
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.